Hi everyone, this is Dave Charest, Content Manager here at Constant Contact, and welcome to another episode of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. Today we're talking about how to ask for referrals. Now when you think about your main source of new business, where does it come from? If you're like most small business owners, the answer is word of mouth referrals. And even though you know this to be true, it's likely you're not doing everything you can to get more referrals. Now why is that? It's probably because the thought of asking makes you feel nervous. And the last thing you want to do is bother people or make them feel uncomfortable. But here's a little secret. Most people, especially happy customers, are truly glad to help when asked. Now today we want to help take the fear out of asking for referrals so your business can move forward and grow. So we'll be covering the three types of referrals, how to ask for referrals in person, how to ask for referrals online, and how to get referrals without having to ask. Today, I'm once again joined by a lovely table of people, a tiny table today. We're bringing things closer.
We're huddling very close today.
In the Speakeasy family. I am drinking a Blue Moon Agave Nectar Ale, and to my left is...
Azure Collier. I'm a social media education developer, and I'm drinking a Mike's Hard Black Cherry Lemonade.
Those are actually tasty.
They're very good.
I'm Josh Mendelson. I work in conversion, and I am also drinking a Blue Moon Agave Nectar.
I'm Erica Ayotte. I head up the social media team, and I'm drinking this Italian... How do I even pronounce
it? Moretti. You're
Moretti?
Drinking a Moretti.
All right. I've never had one. It's okay.
It's beer on a Friday.
Yeah.
I'm Kristen Curtis, social media specialist, and I'm drinking Blue Moon Agave Nectar as well.
Awesome. So, guys, when we're talking about referrals here, right, I mean, obviously one of the lifeblood of small businesses because it's all word of mouth. And we're looking at really three types of referrals. We're talking traditional referrals, testimonials, and online recommendations and reviews. So maybe, Kristen, you want to tell us a little bit about what's a traditional referral?
So a traditional referral is something that you would probably think of as a referral normally. So it's basically somebody's talking to you and they say, hey, you know, I really need to go to a dentist. Do you know one? Something of that sort. And I must say that I think that something like that comes back to you as well, so it's important to make sure that you're having those conversations with everyone. But that's what a traditional referral is.
Okay, and then we're looking at testimonials. Azure?
So a testimonial is more plan and more strategy behind it. You're going out and seeking referrals and doing things like maybe a video or a quote in a brochure or a website or something like that.
Cool. And Josh, we have online recommendations and reviews.
So that's, you know, it's pretty straightforward. It's sites like Yelp or even on Facebook where people are posting reviews. It's more of a community-based element where people are suggesting things or commenting on things to help others find a great experience.
Great. Are there other types of referrals? I know we kind of put them in these three major buckets, but are there other types of things we can think of?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can think of anything like a check-in or even a like on a Facebook page. As sort of a soft referral or
like
an endorsement.
Indirect
an endorsement.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like telling your network, like, hey, I'm here at this time, or I like this business, or whatever it may be, by showing the world that you are going somewhere or that you like a business that, again, is kind of putting your stamp of approval on it.
Yeah. So now, you know, obviously there are situations like that where you actually really don't have to do much. But also we have found that when you ask for somebody to like a page or ask somebody to like something or share it, that, you know, people actually do that. We consider that a call to action. But the big thing is that to get any of these referrals, you really do have to ask. And it's really kind of overcoming that fear. So one of the places that we can actually ask for referrals is in person. Eric, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So I think, the main thing about asking for a referral in person is, if you're the business owner, making sure that you've provided a great experience. Mm-hmm. If you go after a population of people who are really happy with your business, they're going to be that much more likely to give you a great referral. So something, a situation you might imagine is if, someone comes to your store, they have a great experience, and you say to them, oh, you know, tell your friends about the sale we're having or the event that we're hosting, mm-hmm. or, you know, this new product that we just got in, mm-hmm. And encourage them to use word of mouth to tell their friends about what's going on with your business.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be all the time, too. Like, it doesn't have to be a sale. It doesn't have to be, like, a specific thing. It could just be in general that, like, look, you know, if you know anybody, like, usually, like, a lot of times you'll have situations where a customer comes in and said, hey, you know, I really enjoyed the work that you did, or, you know, the product that I got from you. And it's like, you know, yeah, you know, I know how hard it can be, to find, you know, one great places to go, great people to work with, and also great products and services. So it's like, yeah, that's a perfect opportunity when somebody's really happy to just go in and say, hey, yeah, you know, if you know anybody else looking, make sure you send them our way, you know?
Right, and I think that actually happens more naturally with B2Bs, because a lot of times B2Bs have to you know, work together to provide like different parts of the same experience for their clients. So that's way that you, that's one way that you can almost co-market your brand and align yourself with another brand.
Yeah, that's a great point. One of the things we talked about was you know, testimonials, and also this situation is also one of those great times when you have somebody really happy and willing to talk about your business. Is a great time to ask them for a testimonial. We actually have a referral guide on that'll actually help you dig deeper into this stuff that actually has some questions that you can actually ask folks to get good information and good responses back in terms that you can use for
a testimonial.
Some
sample
engineering
questions.
Exactly. So, you know, another thing comes up when you're talking about, you know, encouraging people and enticing people to kind of use word of mouth and kind of promote your business is, you know, the question that comes up is, should you have a referral program? What do you guys think?
I think it's a good idea. Depending, I mean, it depends on your business model, but for, I think for a lot of businesses, it can certainly work. I think from a B2C perspective, that can be something, a referral program that's tied in with loyalty elements. There's some examples of those. I think there's some apps, actually, that you can use at your point of sale to help with that. What am I thinking of? Level Up is actually a great,
example. Yeah.
And that's something that small businesses can use and set up really easily.
So basically what Level Up does is if you use that app at a particular location, right, after so much money that you spent there, you actually get, like, bonus money. Like
right.
Money or
so it encourages people
use.
to return. And in that way, you know, if you're using the app, it also has social sharing mechanisms in it. And there are some other products like this as well. There's not just one. You know, again, that's one of those soft endorsements, soft referrals that just by, you know, taking that piece online, you can extend the reach of your business.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also, you see a fair amount of it in social media in general where people are providing, and, you know, whether you like it or not, there are people who, where you'll get more for posting about a company or, you know, to download something for free, you know, you have to tweet about it or, you know, or
pay
if you share
tweet,
something, yeah, pay with a tweet, or if you share something, you get an additional discount or, and all of that. And I think, you know, it sort of follows the model that companies like BuzzAgent had a few years ago where they were basically manufacturing word of mouth, which is a really tricky thing to do. And, yeah, there's some ethical questions about doing that, I think, but it does work. It does help create conversation. And as long as people are doing it earnestly, if they really like the thing that you're encouraging them to talk about, I don't really have a problem with it.
And that's really gets to the heart of it. If you are providing that wow experience, if you're doing a great job with your business outside of whatever you're doing for marketing, then that piece is going to come so much more easy. It would just be, you know, basically turning the heat up on it.
Yeah, I think a thing to kind of to branch off on that is like one of the things that's really important is that you're giving people the option to do it. Like I hate like those apps that kind of force you to do it. And it's like, well, you know, I don't want to do that. But if I really like it, guess what? You know, yeah, I'm going to be happy.
Think about the in-person experience. I think the best when people talk about social media marketing, I always, you know, folks tend to go down bad roads. And if this were to happen in person, would this still feel right?
Right.
And so, for example, if you were like in a business and they were like, okay, we're going to sell you this pie, but you can't have it unless you call your friend right now and tell them to get to, you know, would that be
a
good experience?
Yeah, it's a weird experience.
No.
Yeah.
But, you know, the conversely, in store, an experience would be, say, you just had, like, a awesome piece of pie, and they were like, hey, you know, why don't you call, it would be great, if you called your friend and said, this pie is great, you know, after, and again, that's after they've had a great experience, they've already gotten something from you, and then they're much more willing to share.
Yeah, and we have instances of customers, there's a gourmet coffee service that offers like a day at the spa for people who refer clients. When they become new clients, if you refer them, they give you a free day at the spa. So there's really cool ways that you can really think about doing it.
Because you're all hyped up because you've had so much coffee.
Yeah, now I need a day at the spa. But I know like for Constant Contact, for example, we have a referral program where folks who are our customers who refer somebody to us and join the service, they get a $30 credit for their account, and their friend also gets a $30 credit. And I know actually we have a special promotion going on right now, I believe through June 30th, where in addition to that $30 credit, you get like a gift card to go spend, and so you get a little extra money too.
Go spend another small business somewhere.
Exactly.
Well, and I think the thing that's cool about programs like that is that both the referrer and the referee are benefiting from it.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I think, you know, a lot of times it'll be like, you know, if Erica recommends something to me, maybe Erica gets something, but I don't get anything. You know, I think...
Or
you know,
Josh gets something and I don't get anything.
Right. But I think it sort of, it ups the game a little bit where it's like, we're both going to win if we follow through on what we're talking about.
Right. I think the best way to think about it is we say over and over again that your call to action is really important. And I think when it comes to referral programs, your incentive is really important. You know, I mean, if you're giving them an incentive, something that would make them go, oh, yeah, well, I like this company and, you know, this is fantastic. And then you'll actually see a lot more referral than if you didn't have this program.
And I think it's better when it connects to the product or service. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when if you go to a trade show or you go to, you know, a local festival or whatever, and someone's giving away something completely unrelated, like...
Yeah.
There's no quality in that.
Right,
so
right.
If I give away an iPad, that doesn't help you sign up for Constant Contact.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know.
I always say, at every marketing conference, everyone's giving away a free iPad. The road to hell is paved with free iPads.
Only Apple should be giving away free iPads.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was kind of thinking about, we've been mostly talking about, you know, B2B and B2C, but I was thinking about nonprofits, and reviews and referrals are really crucial to them, the testimonials that they have. Mm-hmm. There's so many different kinds of nonprofits out there, and you have to make yours stand out and have people talk about, you know, why you're a good organization, how you help them. So they're really dependent on them.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah, and I think, like, there's a lot of things, and nonprofits are certainly one of them, I think restaurants are another, where people can really rally behind, like, what that says about them, the fact that they're recommending this thing, or, like, a high-end product.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, like, it's not that hard to get people who are enthusiastic about a cause or a high-end product to talk about it publicly. Sometimes all they need is a little bit of nudge.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, so let's move. We were talking about asking for referrals in person. There's also the idea of asking for referrals online. So what are some of the places that we can talk about referrals online?
I mean, for a while, Facebook had what I thought was really cool. I don't think it stuck where when you would like a business,
it would ask you to
recommend it, which I thought was a really cool concept. I don't know if it worked. It kind of went away, so I'm guessing it didn't work that well.
They have recommendations on the page.
Yeah, it's just not as obvious as it was before. But I do think that that recommendations functionality is going to increase in importance with Graph Search.
Yep.
So when folks are searching for your business on Facebook, those recommendations might pop up. Some other places where recommendations would be are, you know, Yelp, TripAdvisor, OpenTable.
Yep.
And I think the one that's going to probably be the most important is Google Local.
Yep.
If anyone searches for your business on the Google machine, as I like to call it, reviews on, you know, through Google are going to come up. And I think increasingly that's going to be some of the first encounters that potential customers are going to have with your brand. So
yeah, I mean, now pretty much every internet directory, whether it's a Yellow Pages or a Foursquare or whatever, has some mechanism of ratings and reviews.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice if they all pulled the same data together, but they don't necessarily do that. You know, TripAdvisor, another great example. I mean, that's the whole concept behind it. And those things, you know, I remember at a prior company doing a study, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, where the disproportionate impact of, you know, even though a small percentage of people are reviewers, the impact of that is really large, especially on travel and hospitality stuff. So hotels, restaurants, high investment activities where it's like, we're only going out for a good dinner once a month. Like, there's a high risk element to that, whether it's emotional or financial. Ratings and reviews are so important, and you really want your positive ones to come up to the top, and you don't want to game it like some, like Yelp is a little notorious for, and they've done a better job now.
Don't ever pay people to put
right.
in bad, if you're ever uncovered, that's just going to make you look so
But you
much
can
worse.
Certainly encourage it without
yeah.
paying
yeah.
for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I think that's the idea.
How do you do that? How do you encourage it? Like, what are some ways?
I mean, I think
you just got to
ask.
Yeah, it's this whole idea of asking, right? Like, people aren't necessarily going to do something unless you ask. It's the same reason why we say make sure you have, like, signage in your store that says you have a Facebook page.
Right.
Have signage that says you're on Yelp.
And to
if
that
you
point,
enjoyed
too,
your food,
I think that this is also where, you know, if you have an active presence on, say, like, you know, you keep your Yelp, profile updated, you're keeping all, you know, you're keeping all your information updated across the web, that's going to show, like, hey, I'm active on this channel, and that's where your overall presence is going to support a ratings and review system, because mm-hmm. they're, you know, it's a place where, well, people will go and they see that you're active there, so they're more likely to participate.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I think, and just aside from like those online kind of review sites and those things, I mean, we're looking, you know, when you're online, there are multiple places that you have touches with customers, right, that you can ask, like when you send out your email newsletter. You know, why not have a section in there? You know, do you know somebody that who would enjoy the newsletter? I think it's a good idea to try to keep things relative to the avenue or the channel that people are connecting with you. So if you're connecting with somebody in a newsletter, hey, do you think somebody's going to like this newsletter? Send it to them. Ask them to send it to a friend. You know, do that type of thing. You know, on your website or your blog, I mean, make sure you have share buttons on your content. If people like your content, make sure you're asking them to share it. You know, that whole thing.
I've also seen it in surveys, too. If people send out a survey, there's, you know, just a fill in the blank about what did you think about this event or this service, and can we use your name and use your quotes if you, you know, we find them to be helpful.
Yep, that's great. I mean, even when we do like online webinars and workshops, those are also great opportunities. Hey, you know somebody else who would like this or find use in this, you know, make sure you send them this way so they sign up, kind of thing. You're going to say something else, though?
You know, and I think the people definitely get a little queasy about asking for it, but I think it's much easier than it feels. You know, like, you know, if you think about a restaurant, for example, if someone's coming back to say, you know, to wrap up the conversation at the end, you've already paid your bill, and they're just like, hey, if you enjoyed this, like, we'd love if you could post it to Yelp. You know, post a review to Yelp. That's a really easy conversation to have. If you just bought a car, like, while they're a happy customer, you know, you just bought a house from, you know, from a real estate agent, and the agent's like, hey, if you think I did a great job, I'd love for you to post something on Facebook or on Yelp or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It gets easier the more you do it, and the burden is completely in your own head. Like, the person receiving that comment, they'll either do it or they won't, but 100% of the people you don't ask to do it won't do it.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, especially if you leave it simple, the fact of the matter is their experience is the same regardless. Your one question is not going to change whether they enjoyed their experience or not.
Right.
Yeah.
So you may as well just ask. Now, if you continue to ask over and over again, say, it's really important to us, whatever, then
yeah,
you may actually change
that's
it.
But
you just need
to
make sure that you're simple to the point and saying, hey, we're here. Please, you know, if you liked us, review us.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, right? What's the worst that's going to happen? It's this kind of thing you hear in grammar school, right? The worst that's going to happen is somebody's going to say no.
Right.
Oh, no. Like, you know, but if you think about it, if you don't ask, all the people that would say yes, think of all the business that you're actually losing because you didn't ask. You know,
right.
I think that's more important. So, Erica, you kind of touched about this as we move into the next section a little bit earlier, but, you know, how do you get referrals without having to ask? And I think we've all been kind of touching on it a bit, but the idea there is, right, like, if you provide just an amazing experience for your customers, like, that's the type of thing that people want to talk about. Well, let's put this both ways, actually. They want to talk about two things. Either a really great experience
or
a really
bad
experience,
right?
So those are the two things people are going to talk about. And if you can be providing that, like, what we call like a wow experience, like, that's where people are going to be like, oh, man. Like, you don't have to ask them at that point. They're just going to talk about it. Like, I can think of an example where, like, buying a car, right? Biggest headache in the world. I hate doing it.
Might be a slight overstatement.
Oh, come on. Depending on where you go, right? So I actually, when I recently bought a car, I found a great place. They were amazing. Like, they didn't try to do any of the, there was no price haggling. It was like, that was the price. This is the thing. They were very cool. They weren't high pressure. And there was none of that. You know, once you like, all right, I'm going to buy it. And then you get into that back room and you meet the finance guy.
And
they try to finagle you and stuff you don't need. Just like treat you like crap and try to get you to do all this other stuff. Like, you know, like, I hate that whole experience. And these people, there was nothing. It was just like, yeah, I'm going to get, okay, cool. They didn't try to upsell me on, like, any crazy, like, loans or things like that. Like, any, like, stupid, oh, you want to add this to your... I was, like, waiting for it, and they, like, didn't do it. And I was just like, wow. I'm like, this is so great. Like, I got a car, and I feel good about it. Like, you know, I didn't leave feeling dirty. You know? And it's just like, whenever anybody asks, like, oh, I got to get a car, you know, I'm going to tell Salem Ford Hyundai in Massachusetts. Or New Hampshire. It's right on the line. Anyway, but...
Word of mouth.
I think the biggest thing to remember is people get really busy and they forget that really what you want to focus on is how do I want to be treated? And if you treat your customers the way that you would expect to be treated when you go into whatever sort of service or business you do, you'll make them happy. But when you forget that, you get busy and you do your thing and then they're not wowed and then there's no review. So
yeah. Cool. So, I mean, I guess
the golden rule is,
remember to ask. So I think that's the big thing, right? I mean, the big takeaway from all of this is that the more you ask, the more your business is going to grow. So just look for the right moments to be able to do that and think of all the channels that you can take that. and actually, you know, make those little asks based on the types of channels that you're reaching people. And you'll find people are happy to help you. So, yeah, anybody else got anything else they wanted to add? Or?
Nope.
I think we're good. There you go. How to ask for referrals.
And please recommend this podcast to your friends.
Yes. There you go. See? Great. There. Also, just wanted to give a reminder about the program that we do have going on. So if you are a Constant Contact customer either in the U.S. or U.K., and, you know, you're getting great use out of the product, be sure to check out the we'll include a link here, but check out the Refer a Friend program we have going on. It'll get some good credit for both your accounts and a free gift card. So we'll include some information there, and we'll also include a guide on the art of the ask and how to overcome the fear of asking for referrals. That'll give you a little deeper dive into the information that we talked about today. So we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye now.